Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and we're launching into hour number three of the show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. If you are on the line, we will get you. Phones are loaded up. 800-259-9231. It is Ian joining you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those again on us at freetalklive.com. Also, we have our Liberty Radio Network stream that has added some new programming. So if you're looking for other Liberty-oriented audio content, go no further than libertyradionetwork.com. Over the weekend here, or as of earlier today, we added Brian Wilson from WSPD in Ohio. He's kind of a Lou Rockwell blogger and talk show host, so we plugged him in there. Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com, his show No State Project is now airing, as well as CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute in D.C. They've got a show called Liberty Week, so all that over at LibertyRadioNetwork.com. We continue here with more Free Talk Live and take your calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Mark, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, I want to call about, they talk about, you get callers saying, the government's not following the Constitution. Well, of course they're not. They're about the International Monetary Fund, trilateralists, Bilderbergers. You guys know this. You ought to yell at them for it, because when they act stupid, like they're surprised that the government's not doing the government's job anymore. I'm in conflict whether to bring on the New World Order, because it's going to bring the wrath of God down on them, or to be mad at it, you know, because it's treasonous and selling out my country. So that's what I wanted to say, pretty much. The New World Order is happening. The Book of Revelation.
Well, how would you define what the New World Order is? We had some discussions about this the other night. I, for one, am not into the fringe conspiracy movement. I understand that there are people who are in search of power over others. I don't know if they all hang out in the same club, though.
I know the media folks get in trouble for exposing this kind of thing. You know, I call the local radio shows and even Alan Combs and whatnot, and I get on the air. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're one of them conspiracy wackos.
But I hope you don't feel we've done that to you.
Oh, no, not hardly. You guys are way tolerant.
Thank you. Now, what do you think is going to happen to me if I say that there is, in fact, a cabal of international bankers headed by the Bilderberger Group and the Warburgs and I don't know.
Best case scenario, they'll write you off as a nutcase. Worst case scenario, they'll bring about the, I call it the impairiness doctrine, because they're impairing talk radio, or they'll, I don't know, maybe you'll make some federal watch list. I tell people, I hope I make the top 10. We need to make it as thick as a phone book.
Well, if we're not already on their watch list, then they aren't doing their jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
Their watch list stinks if they're not.
I can give a flip. I'd like to tell them. I'd like to get up in the globalist face and just tell them what a bunch of, well, you can't use radio-friendly language cannot describe these people. Short of physically assaulting them, I would like to tell them what I think.
You know, I understand your frustration, and I can empathize with it. It does seem to be a hopeless situation, and that's kind of what I'm hearing from you, is you don't really feel like that there's much that's... You're not sounding very positive about the future, I guess.
235 years is how long the United States lasted. We're on board with the... They're using foreign case law for precedence in our courts now. What kind of nonsense is that? And they're talking about doing the global tax, and they're talking about more and more welfare state and more government controls and functions and programs. It's all a bunch of hogwash. And you listen to the news, how crafty they are, wordsmithing and dodging subjects, telling you half-truths. You can even the talk radio guys, a lot of times, you can tell they put their foot in their mouth and they reveal who they're working for, whether they think they're being clever or whether they're...
Are you suggesting that the talk radio hosts out there are actually working directly for the world elite?
They're a different head on the same dragon. Even if they're not deliberately working for it, the stations that carry their shows have stipulations and they get in trouble.
Well, how would you suggest that a show like Free Talk Live would get on those very same radio stations, sir?
Well, there's a few people left that have gumption enough to address these subjects, and you guys are among them. And 1430 has you on Saturdays.
So, wait, are you saying that the radio station is also one of those few people, or the people that own the station are one of those few people that are willing to take those risks?
There's two stations in town that are, there's talk. One of them's went to FM lately, and they're still good. They've been around a lot longer, but the AM guys, They're the ones that got your show on. They got a local show I call up oftentimes and get mocked and hung up on, but that's okay. And then there's Alan Combs also on this station. Right. The FM guys, they got a good talk show host. That
all right, well, we're not going to go through your local talk lineup. I thank you for the call.
Oh, 800-2,
thanks. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we had a lengthy discussion about the conspiracy theory realm last night on the show and how disempowering it is, how it is that the people that have fallen into this particular belief system, they believe that it's hopeless. They believe that these evil elite New World Order types are, controlling the whole world, and that no matter what it is that they do, it'll all come out bad in the wash. And that seems to be the mentality of a lot of these guys. I don't know if that's necessarily where he was coming from, but that's the impression that I get from the conspiracy crowd out there. And I just think it's just kind of pointless. I think it's kind of pointless to get on the radio and start railing about a so-called New World Order, because it's speculative. Because you're asking other people to climb on board your little boat of speculation and go off in the exact same compass direction as you are in, and to believe everything that it is that you're saying, when all you really have to do to show people that there's something wrong in the world is to show them the wrongs, to show them the harm that governments cause around the world, to show them that on one hand government claims to be helping, but in reality they're actually hurting the people they claim to be helping, to show them all of the concrete examples of why it is that government doesn't work and why it is it's a bad idea. Show them all of those things. Don't talk about men sitting around in a smoky room plotting the destruction of the world. As sexy and as interesting as it might sound, it also makes you sound like a crazy a crackpot loon. So we move on with your phone calls. Talk to Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hello, Dennis.
Greetings, gentlemen. I need to say at the outset, this may be the most important call I ever make. It's certainly the most important call I've ever made at Free Talk Live.
Really?
Yeah, some second-order stuff is going on out here.
Second order?
yeah. Is this like higher order, like second-level type stuff.
What does that mean?
Okay, so something happened yesterday that was pretty big, that kind of told us that the time is closer than we thought it would be.
What time?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. Yesterday, Dan Itza, the political director of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, he was on the Glenn Beck program.
His television show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the interview. He did a pretty good job.
Yeah. He was talking about the legislation that he's put forward to declare the Constitution null and void if this federal government crosses certain trigger points. Right. Like,
okay.
For example, if they institute a draft without a fully declared war, if they institute mandatory national service, if they institute martial law without appropriate certification from the states, and finally, if they institute sweeping new gun regulation. Any one of those things would cause New Hampshire to reclaim its own sovereignty, declare the United States null and void, and basically say we have to have a do-over. Now, at the end of that interview, he kind of blurted out at the end, hey, people, New Hampshire is the free state. Go to nhliberty.org to see the text of the bill.
Yeah, I thought that was a great plug for your website, Dennis. So nicely done.
Well, so what happened was in the next 20 minutes, we got 200 people signing up for the Liberty Alliance from all over the United States.
Cool.
Over the next day, we got another couple hundred. Our website got thousands more hits than it's ever got before. People just going out and Google searching the free state, New Hampshire free state.
Really?
The Free State Project got so many hits on its website, he didn't even give that website out. That server crashed for an hour. We had to have our web guys go in and unscrew it.
Wow.
So that told some of the political guys in the movement that the time has come and that it's time to take it to the next level.
What do you mean by that, Dennis? Will you, tell me what you mean by that? The next level. In a moment.
I can do so. It'll take more than a second.
I know. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. Dennis from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. You can learn more about them here on their website, and maybe he'll tell us what his plan is in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com. Not only is it easy to use, but you can go get a free account today at privacyharbor.com because normal email is not secure.
All right, we continue here with your phone calls. Dennis is still on the line from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. NHLiberty.org is the website. Dennis, you were telling us, well, as our listeners know, if they tuned in last week, we talked about the piece of legislation here in New Hampshire that would essentially draw a line in the sand that essentially a shot across the bow to the federal government to say, hey, you take one more step toward tyranny and we're seceding, basically. And that's a resolution. It's not a binding thing. But it's a symbolic gesture, and it's an important one. So we talked about that last week, and then since that time, last night, Representative Dan Itza, who was the sponsor of the bill, was on the Glenn Beck show on the TV, on his television show.
And Glenn Beck only brought him on because we had the other co-sponsor, Dan Itza, on. I mean, it's obvious that the guy wants to emulate. It's not like he hasn't changed his whole political platform in the last 2 years
to be more like
in order to be
Live.
Just like me.
Well, no. I mean, the credit. Come on, Mark. Let's give credit to Glenn Beck. I mean, of all the syndicated big-name talk show hosts, he seems to be the one who is kind of getting it. He is slowly climbing on board with a pro-freedom kind of message, and he should be congratulated for it. So, and you know, and Mark, you knew it, that inevitably people would begin emulating Free Talk Live. So, how great that it's somebody as talented as Glenn Beck. Anyway, last night on Glenn's show, Dan Itza managed to plug your website, Dennis, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. And now you're saying that that resulted in tremendous levels of website hits for both NH Liberty and the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. But you were saying that you want to take it to the next level, and I want to know what you mean by that.
It's not that I want to take it to the next level. It's more like a political calculation has been made, and that this... see, when they went in the committee to vote on this bill, the committee makes a recommendation. An order came from on high, and we've seen this before. We've seen exactly this play before. They did this with Real ID. They did exactly the same thing with Real ID. An order came from on high, and all of a sudden, the people who were not in on the order didn't know what the hell was going on, and the committee voted along party lines completely to recommend not to pass the bill. Actually, I take that back. One very brave Democrat, whose name escapes me, one very brave Democrat did cross that line, and he is to be commended.
So you're saying the higher ups in that political party said you better destroy this bill.
I don't know from what level the message came, but I know it came from higher levels than I'm privy to.
Okay.
And the message came: this is not going to land on the governor's desk. Now, as it turns out, there are some serious next-level things going on. Now, you guys saw what happened when the homeschooler showed up. I'm not at liberty to go into too much detail here at this time, but we have enough people on the inside to make some things happen that it's not about this bill anymore. It's not about this resolution anymore. The entire game plan is now ready to go.
What are you beating around the bush at here, Dennis? I still don't understand
okay,
where you're
so here's the long and short of it. The likelihood is they're going to hear this bill. The entire New Hampshire House of Representatives is probably going to hear this bill on March 4th.
Okay.
And that's why we've chosen March 4th as D-Day. That's pretty much you're going to want to watch. That's the day when the history changes. The rules are going to change on that day. This thing has startled up a nest of hornets that nobody was expecting it to be this big. What I can tell you is that on March 4th, in that morning, we're going to need a lot of people to give some backbone to our guys on the inside, who I know some of them are going to get a lot of pressure to back down.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to need to know that the pressure is not there. And what we're going to need to have for this, what is essentially a... revolution's not the right word. Coup's not the right word. But this assertion to happen is many hundreds, if not 1,000 people out in front of the Capitol demanding that the line be drawn that day. and enough stuff is set up on the inside that there's going to be some real sweating going on in the back room. I can tell you that.
So you're saying for the people around the country that might be listening and the people around the world that are listening to this, keep your eyes on New Hampshire and watch and wait and see what happens. And if you're in the New England area, come on out to Concord, New Hampshire on the 4th. Of March.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about the fire bell thing, and, you know, like, for example, if the seatbelt thing, you know, comes forward, then we got to ring the fire. Seatbelts are the least of our worries at this time. I mean, yes, I'd like to, you know, I think we're actually going to kill the seatbelt thing. Whether or not it happens in the House or the Senate, I'm not sure. We're going to have to pull out all the stops on that. But this is bigger than that. This is the you take off work that day. This is the day when history is going to change. The rules of the game are going to change.
So if you care about the Constitution, this is an opportunity to go and defend it, perhaps regain a little ground on the enforcement of the Constitution in the United States, which seems to be, it seems like the politicians just don't pay any attention to it anymore.
Oh, well, see, now that's the beautiful thing. If you watch the Glenn Beck program, you know, the first thing Glenn Beck said, which was very astute of him, was when he realized that New Hampshire is not like the other states.
That's true.
When he called and wanted to get the office of Dan Itza, and the lady on the phone just kind of laughed and said, "We don't have offices. Where are you calling from, honey?" So this is not like defend, oh my God, bring your AK case. No.
Which you could do if you wanted in New Hampshire.
No. This is exactly like we did with the Real ID, where we had there was some great street theater. Jim Johnson and Lauren Canario are to be commended for the street theater of dressing up like Nazis and putting in a little booth. Oh, yes, yeah, sweet baby, that kind.
So you're looking for hundreds of people to turn out in Concord, New Hampshire on the 4th of March at 8 in the morning at the State House building, right, Dennis?
I know a weekday, 8 a.m., the 4th day of March, is not everyone's dream of easy. That's not the point here.
But if this line gets drawn,
this is where it can happen.
Right. If this line gets drawn, it's a major kind of a turning point. It's going to show, you know, the whole country that people are sick and tired of the federal government and that New Hampshire really is leading the way as far as it's, you know, the claim that we are one of the freest states, if not the freest state of all 50. This will really show people who might have been doubting that. So we do need to turn people out for this. You've got my support, Dennis, and I will be there for it. And people can get details on this on the front page at nhliberty.org. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Dennis, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Dennis from nhliberty.org. Some pretty exciting things happening here, and you can help us out with it. We'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a bit, and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are yours for free right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. And it comes in a secure, discreet wrapper, AdamEve.com.
Let's go back to your phone calls about what you want. It's Cooter listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, Cooter.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Mark, good evening. Wanted to mention, you seem to talk about succession a good bit on your show. By the way, I enjoy your show a lot. I'm also a lover of liberty. I wish I could experience it one time, but anyway, with the succession, we tried that down here, you know, about 140 something years ago. And
yeah. Do you think that
Civil War? It wasn't too civil, but you know, that sort of decides the question for most people. But
I realize that that's what it conjures up, yeah, when you say secession, and it is, by the way, secession, not succession.
Yeah.
But when you say that, it conjures up images of the Civil War, and certainly that was a horrible time, and nobody wants that to happen again. And I don't believe that it would happen again. I don't think they could get away with something like that. And of course, it would also help to not actually attack any military installations while you're trying to secede. So, I mean, there are some things that should and could and will be done differently in the next secession movement or in whatever it is that's coming. But I don't think that it would be the same, because word travels a hell of a lot faster today about what the government is up to. I mean, if they want to roll in tanks into South Carolina or New Hampshire or Vermont or whoever it is that secedes first, it's going to be major world news instantaneously, whereas, you know, back in the Civil War, news traveled by horseback. So I think that that things are a completely different situation today, and I don't believe that we would have that same problem.
I was going to mention, though, could kind of have a more of a mid midway step to it, and by allowing states to divide up and stay in the United States. For instance, here in South Carolina, which used to be a cradle of liberty, by the way, but in South Carolina, it'd be kind of nice for the lower state to separate off from the upper state, because we're a little bit more progressive, you might say, down this way.
Oh, I know they want that in California, too, and Oregon. There are a lot of movements that would love to separate the states, separate parts of the state into separate states. Yeah, absolutely.
The way we're represented in Congress, for instance, why should Rhode Island have two senators, you know, and California only has two also, and they got about, you know, 100 times the population or something like that. But and down here is the same thing. We could maybe divide this state into four states, and then we'd have eight senators instead of just two. You know?
Here's how I see that one. It's actually interesting you bring that up, because Mark and I were talking about that today off the air. We were talking about the idea of what would happen if an area of a state decided to essentially secede from within that state to its own political designation. And it would seem to me that you would not automatically have any sort of entrance into the union. You would basically be seceding into your own country if you wanted to try to join the union. Union, you could do that, although I just don't understand why anybody would want to do something like that. I mean, if you have the political clout, if you've gathered the activist level needed to actually secede, if you've educated the populace enough to actually have them come to understand why secession is valuable and why it's a good idea, even just on the state level, then what would the point be in saying, okay, we're pulling out of South Carolina, but we still want to join the union because we really want to pay federal taxes? I mean, really? Who would want to do that?
I want to ask you one question about the talking about being a libertarian with regarding ownership of radio stations.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's a government-protected monopoly.
It is.
And it's probably one of the strongest lobby, you know, the National Association of Broadcasters. That's
sure.
Not the strongest lobby there is in Congress.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but
AARP will give them a run.
But what's your question?
And just recently, the government gave all broadcasters a couple more digital stations. But what I was going to ask you, do you think that that's the way it should be, or do you think people should be able to just crank up a transmitter and, you know, whoever has the stronger signal?
I think
wins.
The airwaves should be treated as property, that, you know, it can essentially be homesteaded like property at one time could be homesteaded. And so if you've been on the frequency, if you're already on the frequency, then obviously it's wrong for someone to turn on a transmitter in that same town on that same frequency and try to step on you. First of all, it doesn't make sense from a competitive viewpoint. Why would you want to step on somebody's existing signal when you could go find a clear channel and broadcast there on your own? So it just doesn't make much sense from a business perspective. So if somebody were to do that, then that could be something you could iron out. Even with a small government, you could do it with a government court system, or in a no government world, in a free market environment, you could do it with private arbitration and contracts and contract insurance and things like that. So no, I don't think the FCC is necessary at all.
So in other words, you think it'd be okay just if you had your just. You thought there was a frequency that wasn't being used enough, you could just start on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as you're being a good neighbor, and that's the most important part. I mean, you got to make sure you're not stepping on any other radio stations in the area, and you want to make sure you're filtering your audio or you're filtering the harmonics from
and
the transmitter.
Let's not forget that the government decided what band, you know, the FM and AM were going to be.
That's true.
There's a lot of, you know, sub-AM and, you know, super FM stations out there that, you know, actually not stations, but places that you could be broadcasting on.
The band could be larger.
This is all government-regulated stuff. I mean, who's to say that the FM dial needs to stop at 107.9?
Indeed. In fact, you did mention there during your call that the FCC has approved the HD radio service, which, of course, nobody knows about because it's 10 years too late. I mean, the station you're listening on, WSC, there in South Carolina, is available in HD, but it's probably got about three people listening, and one of them is the general manager of the radio station. So they have approved this kind of new digital technology for the band, but why didn't this happen in the mid-1990s? The technology was being developed, and it was available back then. Well, the reason why is because the FCC got in the way, and so kind of the irony of the radio industry is that the radio industry... A lot of people in radio think that the FCC is just the greatest thing because it helps
right.
shield them from competition.
But in fact, the scariest words in the English language are We're from the government, and we're here to help. Thanks for helping us into, you know, 10 years too late for HD radio.
Right, helping them be incredibly slow at developing their technology and developing their business and restricting competition to the point where when real competitors entered the audio marketplace, like internet streamers and various other audio, iPod, obviously, you know, there's these satellite radio, of course. There are these new competitors in the marketplace. Radio's running around like a chicken with its head cut off. They don't understand what to do because they've never had to deal with real competition. The worst they've had to deal with is, you know, a handful of other FCC-approved stations in their same marketplace. And so if the radio industry wants to survive this technological information revolution that's going on in this country, I think the best way to make sure that, to ensure that radio survives the next several decades, is to abolish the FCC entirely. It's the FCC that's holding radio back. They're protecting it to death, essentially.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And we had a great example of it about, I think it was about 15 years ago around here. A guy wanted to set up a ship to go offshore South Carolina and have a radio station.
Nice.
And they came down on him like a ton of bricks with machine guns and everything. They wouldn't
really
let him. They wouldn't even let him finish launching the boat. This was before he even had the thing finished, you know.
Wow. So, I have not heard that that story. Is that the FCC that came down on him?
Well, they were instigated it, but they had federal agents come in and raid the thing and this was about 15 years
so
ago.
So even though he wasn't transmitting, or was he transmitting?
That's right. He was not transmitting yet. He was just outfitting this boat to, I think it was an ex-Navy.
Did somebody snitch him out? How did they find out?
Well, he was doing the work at a boat yard, and you know, it seemed legal at the time. He'd go out of the continental, whatever the border was.
Hey, dude, thank you for the call and the discussion tonight. Yeah, if you want to save radio, abolish the FCC. Moments remain. We'll try to sneak your calls in. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's ENDURING Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine, but now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, we're going to try to sneak your call in. Won't give you the numbers because the lines are loaded. But we will give you our website, which is freetalklive.com. Invite you to visit us and enjoy all the features there completely free. And if you want to help support this show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy in life, dozens of categories, new and used items, enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut.
SACL CAI is the biggest sponsor of Free Talk Live, and we're on the air right now because of them. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, try SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They can handle all of your accounts receivable needs over at SACL CAI. So check them out. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. We appreciate their support.
All right, we continue with your calls, and we go to Cliff, who is on the line, on the AMP line in Florida. Cliff? Cliff, are you there?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
All right, I was listening to the guy from NH Liberty, and actually, I think he has something here, and I think I want to make it even bigger than that. Here's what I want to do. I'm going to go to Sam's website. I just forgot what it is. I'm hoping when you guys tell me what the website is.
Sam? Obscure Truth, Sam?
Yeah, exactly. What is it? CDEvolution.org. I'm going to go to CDEvolution.org, and I'm going to donate $50 for right now as far as who wants to charter a bus or buses to go from whatever state you're coming from to New Hampshire. I'm in Miami, so I may or may not be able to go depending on the amount of money that's raised. But as far south or as far west as we can, you know, raise money to get a charter bus to go from whichever state into New Hampshire.
I'm for that. I mean, I think it's a good idea, but wouldn't it be better use of your money to just go ahead and get a Southwest airline ticket for $50?
Well, and I'd love to also throw this idea out there for you, Cliff. This day that Dennis is talking about is that this big rally that's going to be going on in favor of state sovereignty and essentially drawing a line in the sand and secession, it's going to be on March 4th, which is the day before March 5th, which is the first day of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. So I would suggest that if you're going to make a trip from Florida up for just what is essentially going to be a one-hour event in the morning on out in front of the State House, make a whole weekend out of it and come up for the entire Liberty Forum from the Free State Project all weekend.
Hey, that's not a bad idea at all. If I can get the entire time off, that's exactly what I'll do. But I think the fact that it's coinciding with that is actually pretty, really great. So it gives people an opportunity to do both. You know, and I think this is very important because I think it's not even the fact that I know it's meaningless, but it's the symbolism of it. I think if this can be actually accomplished, then it shows that people are willing to leave for whatever states they're coming from and, you know, get together just to show the government essentially that, you know, we're kind of getting sick of this.
Yeah.
We're not kind of getting sick. We're absolutely sick of this, and this has to end, and it has to end now.
Thank you, Cliff, for the call tonight, dude. I'm sorry, we're short on time. I thank you for the call, though. 800-259-9231. We go to OJ is on the line in Nebraska. OJ, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Evening, gentlemen.
Just a couple things real quick. First off, the guy from NH Liberty, something occurred to me while I was listening to him. I don't think in my entire lifetime I have heard so many people, or either heard in person or seen on the internet, making references to a willingness to engage in armed revolution. So I think we're getting to a crisis point. Yes, yes. Secondly, I'm working my way through Rothbard's For a New Liberty, and I came across an interesting flaw with the justice system that's proposed. It makes sense up to a point where until someone's convicted of a crime, really no force can be applied against them unless they're caught red-handed in order to stop the crime. The problem that I see there is if they're not required to come to court even. They can be tried in absentia. The problem I see, though, is how are you going to try somebody in absentia if you cannot identify them?
How would that be? I don't understand. Try to give me a situation here. How would you try if you don't know who they are?
You've got a private police officer. He's working the community. There's been a series of gasoline thefts.
Okay.
Right. There's a video that shows a young man always wearing a hoodie, maybe different colored hoodies, but he's always wearing the same shoes and carries up this gas can, steals the gasoline, leaves. One night the police officer sees a young man fitting that description in the area, stops him, contacts him, finds that he's carrying an empty gas can. He fits the description exactly.
Okay.
There's little doubt that this is a guy. He wants to send them to arbitration, right? But the guy won't give his name.
Well,
To arbitration.
You'd have trouble with him today if he wouldn't give his name as well, wouldn't you?
If you've got developed probable cause, you go ahead and arrest him. I would imagine there's people sitting in prison right now that have been convicted of crimes in court. And they're in prison as John Doe. It can be done.
Well, I haven't read that particular book that you're referring to, but what you're talking about is one man's vision of what a private justice system might look like, and certainly he's probably fallible. And I would suggest that I think that if you've got evidence that somebody has committed a crime, that if you are absolutely certain you've got the right person and you've got the evidence to prove it, and that person's a danger to others, I don't see what the problem would be with sending a bounty hunter after him and taking him into some sort of custody. It's just that if you were to make a move like that in a free market, market justice environment, you would be taking a significant risk in that if it turned out that you were wrong, if it turned out that the evidence you had wasn't incontrovertible and indeed wasn't the individual you actually arrested and stole their freedom from them over this issue, then you would be, as the private, the bounty hunter and as the whoever it is that hired the bounty hunter, you would be, your reputation would be on the line big time. And you would take a major reputation hit if you were to make a mistake and arrest the wrong person. So it would make the cops in the free market world much more diligent about doing their job and ensuring that they get the right guy. Because if they get the wrong guy in a free market justice environment, they will actually have to pay some sort of price for that. Whereas today, we all know that if the government gets the wrong guy, it's 5 years later, they let him out of prison, a pat on the back, and good luck, buddy, and nobody ever pays any price for it. So I think that's kind of the answer, and I thank you for the call tonight, OJ, because it would make it so that the individuals who are doing the job of justice would finally be liable for their actions. Now, if that wouldn't help improve the justice system, then I don't know what would. All right, we continue with your calls, and we go to Mark listening in, I believe, Ohio. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Mark?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air.
I live in a small town, about 9,000 people. And I'm a head custodian at an elementary school, and it might all depend on what area you live in the United States, but I think in this town, the teachers make just enough money, and actually the people you really want to go after would be the administrators. We've got one here. We've got about probably 2,700 people total, staff and students, and he makes over $100,000 plus benefits. And
wow.
Yeah.
It makes perfectly good sense that in a that in a bureaucratic system they're going to have more bureaucrats than they need, because that's just it's the kind of atmosphere that breeds.
In a free market school system, you'd see a lot less administrators. That's for sure.
Fewer.
A lot fewer administrators. No doubt about that. So I thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to Robert in Oklahoma. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
I know a little thing about the psychopolitics that have been going on in the media for the last 70 years and how they've been manipulating the minds of the public, and I know how to reverse that. And basically it will drive the Illuminati Marxist insane if the public knew that.
So how do you do it?
Well, there's a technique that you can use. Basically, they want us to overreact to what they're doing, and if people can be calm and still for their freedoms, they don't want that. And it's been in the media for years, and I suggest one of the things is people turn their televisions off.
It's not a bad idea. Turn your televisions off, turn on Free Talk Live, and we'll do all the work for you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 is our number. Only time for Richard in Austin. Richard, you got about 20 seconds. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, fellas. I appreciate you taking my call. I just got a quickie. We got 26,000 ministers, preachers, pastors ready to turn their flock over to the FEMA camps. I think everybody should go to those individuals and ask them, are they one of those numbers? If so, they need to leave that church. What do you think? Ultimate betrayal.
I know that. I'm not sure. I don't know all the details on that. I wish we had more time to get into it. I think that government building concentration camps is a really scary idea. It's something they've been working on for years. Of course, they're not calling them concentration camps. They'll be used for emergency purposes only. Anyway, we're done for tonight. And if you want to talk more about that, call us on Monday. Online in the meantime, we'll see you at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.